Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking China with Xia Zhupu. He's assistant professor of political science at UNR. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, John Sandy and Andy Barbano. It's all coming up next on our all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're talking China today, and our guest is Xia Zhupu, who is assistant professor of political science at UNR. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
My pleasure.
Tell us about the stock market in China, because it seems as though the government is trying to put money in to stabilize the stock market, but stock markets being stock markets, they don't always react the way the government wants.
Yeah, I think China's stock market in recent days is a little bit crazy. I think a few weeks ago, I attended an academic conference about international relations in Beijing. All the university professors are not talking about international relations, they're talking about the stock market. So I think there are several reasons why the stock market surged and suddenly crashed. For a few years, there's a disconnection between China's real economic growth and the stock market situation.
So, and was this because the government was encouraging people to invest in the stock market?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But also there are huge like speculation in the stock market. There are some other reasons, because the stock market is primarily dominated by state-owned enterprises. So they are not really reflect some of the real situation of many of these like private enterprises. So there are a lot of reasons. The government is using some sort of policy incentives to encourage people to invest. They even introduce some sort of new policy like the trading, margin trading. So allow people to borrow money to buy stocks. So that generate an overheated stock market. So, but the regulators in China, instead of cooling market down, they further encourage. They say, we really need a heated stock market. We need the stock market to look good. So many people invest because they trust the government's capabilities. Here is the problem, I think. That's generated some sort of credibility problem for the Chinese government. If I use a metaphor, at late night in downtown Reno, suddenly you saw high concentration of police cars. Do you feel safe, secure, or not not safe, not secure. It could be interpreted either way,
right?
That's the situation for China's stock market. When suddenly government intervened heavily, so investors, all the Chinese people, all the international investors could interpret it either way. So it might be signaling that, oh, it's safe if you trust the government's capability.
Now, the Chinese government exerts great control over the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of insular from, say, the United States stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So is that why we're not seeing the effects occurring in the United States to match that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. So China's stock market is still, in terms of international exposure, it's still limited. So that's why the impact for America's stock market is still much limited. And also, as I said before, there's a disconnection between the stock market situation and the real economy. So even though now China's economy has a lot of problems, a lot of challenges, but the stock market crisis is largely a government policy-driven crisis. It's a government-driven bubble, not a real bubble in the larger China's economy. So,
when you say that there are problems with the Chinese economy, for example?
For example, for a long time, China's economic growth model has depended on like a high investment in infrastructure and also depend on export-driven growth. That also depend on cheap labor. But the situations, like the labor price, has changed, and also the return for infrastructure investment has gone down. So all these pose new challenges. If China, and of course, pollution, environmental problems, if China want to create a more sustainable economic growth, it must pursue market-driven economic reform, and maybe also including even political and legal reforms as well. So,
all right, well, before we get to political and legal reforms, let's talk about, you know, the fact that there are actually whole cities that were built with apartments and shopping centers, and there's no one there. What's that all about?
I think, let me put this way. Not necessarily, that phenomenon still exists in China, but not necessarily it's everywhere. Let me put that in perspective, because there are real demands for apartments, for housing in China, because China now has been transformed from agricultural society into urbanized society. So a lot of people, new residents in cities. So there are real demands, high demands for apartment. But what you describe, I think, is largely because many people lack of good alternative for investment. And also they don't have, the interest rate of the banks is very low. So buying apartment, buy housing becomes an attractive investment option. So a lot of people buy five apartments, so as a way of investment. So that's created those like so-called ghost town.
Okay, so, but, you know, at some point, you know, these are places that could host, you know, tens of thousands, if not millions of people, but a lot of people can't afford the rents to live there.
That's exactly the problem. That's exact. I think another big challenge is income gap in China. So,
all right, well, let's take a break. More on China when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Sha Ju Pu. He is Assistant Professor of Political Science at UNR. Let's talk about the crackdown on corruption in China, because it's not only affecting all across China, but it's also affecting U.S. interests of American companies who are in Macau. Can you tell us, on most recent reading, it looks like this may go on for another 2 years.
Yeah, I think an anti-corruption campaign is an important new initiative for the Chinese president, Xi Jinping. So people are speculating or anti-corruption campaign, is that all about political struggle, power struggle, or it's a real anti-corruption campaign? My judgment is that it's a little bit both. On the one hand, the anti-corruption campaign has helped the new president consolidate his power base within the Communist Party, within the government system. It also increased his personal prestige in front of Chinese public. So for anti-corruption campaign, the public generally supported the initiative.
Is that more popular in rural China than it is in the cities?
I'm not sure there's a clear difference. I think a little bit both. But of course, it's created anxiety for a lot of Chinese political elites, especially officials. So I think, regarding influence for Macau, of course, Macau is a casino city. Previously, a lot of Chinese officials, especially those corrupted officials, went to Macau for gambling. Now, Macau's business went down a little bit, exactly because of the anti-corruption campaign in mainland China.
And it's increased tourism to places like Singapore and to Malaysia and the Philippines. Those casino companies are doing a lot better because of they don't want to take the risk to go to Macau.
Yes, maybe. Yeah, that could be.
All right, what do you make of the military situation where in the South China Sea, where the Chinese government is taking these small islands and then expanding them and putting in military bases? Do you think that there is really a military threat that the United States needs to be concerned about? We've been talking about a pivot to Asia over the last several years, but are we looking at a real military threat?
I think my own judgment is that it might generate some diplomatic tension, but the real military threat, real chance of military conflict is still very unlikely, in my judgment. From China's perspective, the South China Sea, why China appears to be more assertive, largely because two reasons. Number one is that China is really playing the catching up game. So what kind of activities like land reclamation activities, all the other claiming states like Philippines, VLAN, they have already done this for a decade or even more than a decade. So China, we need to catch up. But of course, China is doing this in a much larger scale. So the second reason why China appears to be more assertive is largely because China's capabilities have increased. So previously, China's maritime agencies was very fragmented. So now China, these maritime agencies in China are better funded. So regarding U.S. position, my judgment is that U.S. is not the direct claiming state regarding these disputes, but there are some sort of national interests involved. One is freedom of navigation in South China Sea. The second is the security of American allies. The third is American prestige and the leadership in the Asian Pacific region. But the United States has to play a very dedicated game. On the one hand, assure its allies, hey, we will protect you. On the other hand, the United States must constrain the behavior of its allies, because otherwise, when these allies have conflict with China, the United States will be dragged into a conflict the United States might want to avoid in the first place, in the very beginning.
What do you see as the opportunities for business for U.S. companies who want to do business in China? What kind of businesses do the Chinese need expertise from the United States?
I think a lot of potential opportunities. So China now, as I said before, has transformed into agricultural society, into urbanized, industrialized society. So a lot of new business opportunities in China. What I see a big opportunity is environmental protection, environmental friendly products. So I think China urgently needs how those products, opportunities, even technology to better protect its environment as it goes through the industrialized process. I think the United States, even Nevada business, would have a lot of opportunities in China regarding this type of cooperation.
Because a lot of opposition to Obama's statements about carbon, the new policies, is that, you know, we may do all of this, but China's off the hook for decades. So you think that there's a good opportunity for us to be able to show leadership in that area?
Yeah, and also I want to say that regarding climate change, so China's commitment is not small. Although if we see the last year's Obama-Xi Jinping summit, the agreement is on the Chinese side is a little bit ambiguous. Said China will peak the CO2 emission by 2030. There is no real number there. But given China's huge size of economy and a rapid industrialization process, when China said we set a goal there, now a lot of policy must change in China, using more energy efficient resources, using less coal-generated electricity. So China must change a lot of its policy to really fulfill that goal. So from China's side, the commitment is not small. So for both the countries, there are good opportunities to cooperate on the issue of climate change, I think.
Well, thank you so much for being here. Will you come back? I love your energy, man. We could power the TV station off you.
Thank you.
Pleasure to have you on the program. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's New Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
So Lazy Boy is having its huge anniversary sale with savings on sofas, sectionals, chairs, and more. But just because it's a huge anniversary sale doesn't mean they need some loud ad that screams, sale. It's just me telling you about the great deals on gorgeous furniture. Oh, and that. There's also that.
Hurry in for great savings.
Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
What's inside the Spectrum Triple Play? All the brilliant HD, internet speed, and unlimited calling you need. Spectrum has all your favorite channels with the most free HD you can get, plus free primetime on demand to watch when you want. All for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. And only Spectrum surrounds you with the fastest internet, starting at 60 megabits per second. That's enough speed for all your devices, with no data caps and a free modem for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. Then add unlimited nationwide calling with no added taxes or fees. Just $29.99 a month. Because nothing illuminates your home like the Spectrum Triple Play. Switch to Spectrum now for free HD, the fastest internet, and unlimited calling. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999 today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel here with Andy Barbano, editor of NevadaLabor.com, and John Sandy, lobbyist with Argentum Partners. So Pat Hickey let it out yesterday and made it official that he's not going to run for re-election. What does this mean?
Well, it means there's going to be an opening for a seat.
That's a simple explanation.
I mean, it's obviously a loss of leadership in the Assembly, in that Republican caucus. He's been a stalwart there for a number of years, but I think there's already been some rumors about people that could potentially fill that spot.
For example,
Jill Tolles, who is a very civic-minded individual and would do a really good job, I think, in that role if in fact she wants to do that. But yeah, it's going to shake things up a little bit in that Republican caucus. Pat will be missed.
Anybody else, names on the
show? There's been a short list. I mean, it is a Republican district for the most part, so I haven't heard too many grumblings of any Democrats, but I'm sure there'll be a couple other Republicans that are going to want to. I mean, the news is still somewhat fresh, but we'll pay attention the next couple weeks.
Mr. Barbano?
What else is new? I've been printing that story in the Sparks Tribune, and subscribers to the Barb Wire news service had that story in May, including Jill Tolles. Jill Tolles' problem is I've known her since she and Andrea Hughes Baird started Parent Leaders for Education in 2012. She's extremely partisan and extremely Republican. And if she continues what I've seen from Parent Leaders in Education, she'll be quite divisive in the legislature. And you've got to remember, there's a question of effectiveness here. She and Andrea Hughes Baird with Parent Leaders for Education were the point people trying to get their fellow Republicans on the Washoe County Commission to raise taxes for school repair and couldn't even get one vote.
John, you want to respond to that?
Well, I don't know that her record is quite established yet. I mean, she has been very active in education issues. I don't know that that's going to necessarily corner into a philosophy that is too conservative or not conservative enough. I think, give her time to establish her thoughts on policy issues. And like I said, she's very competent. I think she'd do a fabulous job.
All right, so let's talk about the debate that's coming up on Thursday. For some listening on the radio and watching in Las Vegas, the debate is already over, but bear with us because it would be fun to talk about this. So Rick Perry, Rick Santorum, Bobby Jindal, Carly Fiorina, and George Pataki and former governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore, out for the main debate. Does this pretty much end all of their candidacies?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, yeah. I think that's going to be tough to get the name recognition and attention that you're going to need to. I mean, this is a very crowded field, and the slightest of mistakes could get you on the outside looking in, and I think that it's going to be difficult for those people you just named to get that movement as we head into the primaries.
And a lot of those folks are coming to the barbecue in Carson Valley here on the 15th. Your thoughts?
I totally disagree. I think it's way early. And you got to adjust this for 40 years of inflation. But as Justice Gunderson once said to me, 50 grand can go a long way toward making just about anybody a respectable citizen. If you've got enough money to buy enough TV time, you can be a factor in the primary states, and you can push it into the post-early primary states. I think writing off any of those moon howlers is a mistake at this point.
Well, I've got to agree with Andy in the sense that the New York Times just did a big piece that almost every single one of these candidates has millionaires, if not billionaires, backing them at this point in time.
Absolutely, but all the 10 that did make the cut and are going to be debating and getting their names and faces and views out there, they have millionaires and billionaires behind them too. I just think that this is going to be a very crowded primary, and every inch counts.
And in Iowa, independents and Democrats can participate in the caucuses, I believe. So it's not just the Fox News narrow audience. So if you've narrowed it to Fox News, there's all those other people that may not be watching Fox News. I don't intend to. I intend to be picketing in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act on Thursday.
You may be, but I think just to everybody else in the country, the biggest winner out of this is going to be Roger Ailes and Fox News.
Is it on the over-the-air station or just on the cable channel?
It's on the cable channel.
Don't get your hopes up.
You know, they
don't get your hopes up for ratings,
Andy,
on that.
The Fox News on cable beats primetime channels on a regular basis. This is not, you know, the days of just broadcast versus cable, everybody, what I think it's 90% of viewers in this country receive broadcast either over satellite or cable. So the access to Fox...
Well, and Donald Trump has been a lead-in conversation to all the news for how many news cycles now? I mean, this is garnering the attention of a lot of people. I mean, you're going to have Ronda Rousey fans wondering whether they're going to pay for to go see Ronda's next fight or to watch Donald Trump.
No, we...
Sam, let's make an illegal bet.
No, we're not going to do that.
I'll bet you 100, but I'll bet you lunch that Fox will not win the time segment.
I will take that bet, but I will not put money or lunch on it. I will just take a sportsman's bet, so we remain legal.
That's
we'll be right,
right
back.
We don't just practice law. This is our home. Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around school. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
I think our fridge eats more than we do.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but it definitely eats up more of the energy bill than it should.
Oh, a hungry fridge will never do. Curb those energy cravings with an energy-efficient fridge or freezer from R.C. Willey.
We have an impressive selection of energy-efficient refrigerators and freezers. This stainless steel Frigidaire refrigerator is only $9.99. Now save $500 on this Samsung French door refrigerator. Freezers start at just $139. Top brands are in stock now. R.C. Willey.
Today, a new free service is helping ordinary Americans get access to free medical benefits, like prescriptions and medical devices. Over 8 million people have qualified with pre-existing conditions.
I survive on a fixed income. Getting free brand name medicines and diabetic supplies is a lifesaver. I even got a free medical alarm pendant.
I called and got a free eye exam and glasses. I couldn't believe you can get free medical supplies, hearing tests, prescriptions, and wheelchairs.
It doesn't matter if you're uninsured, have private insurance, or Medicare. You can get free prescriptions and medical supplies sent directly to you. Just call the Silver Healthcare Alert Helpline today. Answer a few quick questions and learn how to start getting your free medical supplies and brand name prescriptions.
They can also show you how to get a free cell phone with free minutes.
Call now and receive a free prescription drug card and more. It's free.
On our next broadcast, we'll be talking with Chris Hicks. He's the newly minted Washoe County DA. We'll see you then.